Hi guys, it's Jim back again from Stratford. I was just about to demonstrate turning on the TV or Netflix and my time ran out. Continuing on, because I have a Chromecast hooked up to my TV or TVs, it's basically a matter if I want to turn something on, say for example the one in the lounge room, I would turn around and go, "Hey Google, turn on living room TV." So as you can hear, my TV's just come on. If I, because I've got Netflix hooked up to it as well, I can, whoops, coming up. So as you can hear, that was actually done by the speaker, used my voice. If I wanted to, say, watch Netflix, because I've got that hooked up as well, I could go, "Hey Google, watch The Defenders from Netflix on living room TV."
Okay, The Defenders from Netflix, playing on living room TV.
So it should start up in a sec. And what you've basically got to do is, when you get it to do something, you have to direct it to the TV you want it to do it on. So as you can hear, Netflix just started up. And you can do different things on it, like, "Hey Google, pause." So it's just paused. You can get it to rewind with your voice, fast forward it, and quite a few other things. You've just basically got to learn the different commands for it. Okay, I'll start it again. "Hey Google, play." Yeah, I'm actually watching the Defenders Netflix series, and being able to do it this way saves me basically booting up my computer and running it through that way. "Hey Google, stop." "Hey Google, turn off living room TV." And because it's on HDMI channel, you won't actually hear it shut down. But it's sort of neat in different ways of where technology's sort of going with this type of stuff. As I said before, like the Google Mini here is about $70. You can buy it off TradeMe, and that'll be the price to the door. It's actually quite loud for what it is. I'll see what volume I'm on at present. "Hey Google, what volume are you?"
"The volume is currently set to 60%.
Okay, so it's at 60%. Pardon me. So, "Hey Google, volume 10. So it's just adjusted up. "Hey Google, what's the time?"
"It's 10:57.
Okay, "Hey Google, volume 6. So as you can hear, you can sort of adjust it with your voice and stuff like that. I've been also playing around with the Amazon Dot, and I could say the Google Mini's far smarter for a lot of things. I found the Google, no, not the Google, the Amazon Dot. I had to ask it maybe up to about 5 times to try and get a phone number and a few other bits and pieces. It's just a matter of playing around with it. Simple things like, "Hey Google, set a timer."
"All right, for how long?"
"1 minute."
"All right, 1 minute, starting now."
Yeah, so there goes my talking timer. "Hey Google, how much time is left?"
"There's 53 seconds left."
Okay, 53 seconds. So, and it'll actually sound off the alarm when it's finished. "Hey Google, how much time is left?"
40 seconds left.
Okay. "Hey Google, stop timer."
"Okay, canceled."
Okay, you can get it to do reminders. It's basically a matter of telling it that you want a reminder, saying what the reminder is, time, etc., etc. So I'll give an example. "Hey Google, set a reminder."
"Okay, What's the reminder?
Lunch is at 12 p.m. today.
All right. I'll remind you at noon.
Okay, so now when lunchtime comes, it'll actually do like a little sound and tell me that it's lunchtime. Yeah, so you can get it to do phone number searches and all sorts of stuff. The best idea is to actually get yourself onto an email list, ask around, a few other things like that, to see what will be the best type of speaker down the track. Being a blind person, have I found it useful? Yes. Would I keep on using it? Yes. The things I use it a lot for is actually phone numbers. It doesn't do home phone numbers, but it will do yellow page phone numbers, etc. And the usefulness of the Google Mini, I actually love it. So if you were to look between the whole three of them, best idea is to do a bit of research. Look it up for yourself, but Google, from what I've been reading, is ahead of the game for the searches and different bits and pieces like that. There's no visual display with the Google Mini, so it's all audible feedback that comes to you. Maybe it'll give you food thought down the track. Maybe it'll be something you'll buy. I know at present, I think in some foundations, they might have a Google, no, not a Google, Amazon dot to maybe show, but they should maybe also show a Google Mini and let people sort of work it out for themselves. And I think that's probably about it. So I will catch you guys later and probably catch you when the next release of NVDA comes out. With these speakers also, they can do probably a lot more, which I won't demonstrate, but hopefully it gives you a idea. But you must have a smartphone and have downloaded the Google Home app, if it's not already there, and the setup of devices, etc., all done through that. Okay, that's about it. Okay, catch you guys later. Bye for now.